Report, Joe Biden to announce 2024 decision in weeks with far left angered. By Wendell Hasebo on March 17, 2023. President Joe Biden will reportedly announce whether he will launch a 2024 re-election bid 2024 in the coming weeks. As the far left is apparently angered with the president over his recent policy decisions. Although Biden expressed his intention to seek re-election with the help of First Lady Jill Biden's deployment as a surrogate, the president has delayed the announcement since February. The delay has been criticized as indecision by the far left. To calm the objections, it appears White House aides on Friday leaked a Politico playbook that Biden will launch in the following weeks. But Biden has a new problem. His plan to announce a 2024 campaign has coincided with pivots away from a few of his far-left positions, such as supporting a Republican resolution to block a Washington, D.C. soft on crime law, approving a portion of Alaska's oil-rich land for drilling, and allegedly considering to adopt former President Donald Trump's policy of detaining migrant families who cross into the U.S. illegally. Far-left Democrats have noted Biden's small pivot, causing a rift in the Democrat Party. When Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, was asked by Politico about Biden's minor pivot, he said the devil is in the details and we will see what happens. But has he made decisions that progressives disagree with? Absolutely. We will see what comes up in the next year, Sanders added. Far-left reps Pramila Jayapal, DWE, and Judy Chu, DCA, issued a joint statement to Politico ripping Biden for his recent policies. We should not return to the failed policies of the past, they said. There is no safe or humane way to detain families and children, and such detention does not serve as a deterrent to migration. After Biden supported the Republicans' resolution to overrule the district's soft-on-crime law, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, slammed Biden with claims that Biden supports law and order. If the president supports D.C. statehood, he should govern like it, she tweeted. Plenty of places pass laws the president may disagree with. He should respect the people's gov of D.C. just as he does elsewhere. Biden's aides have been skittish about touting the small pivot by arguing there has not been a coordinated, deliberate strategy to move to the center as a likely re-election campaign approaches. Speaking with Politico, they claimed the pivot only represents a series of moves were the product of inadvertent timing or simply Biden acting on long-held positions, like on crime. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.